Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right. Welcome to the latest edition of Overreaction Monday. Rich Eisen along with Chris Brockman right here, courtesy of the Rich Eisen Podcast Network. We say hello if you're checking us out on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, or whether you're hearing us wherever you get your podcasts, courtesy, as I mentioned, of Rich Eisen Podcasts as well as ESPN Podcasts. Week two, mostly in the books. We're recording this before the week two Monday night doubleheader.
An actual doubleheader. Games.
It's a pretty big Monday night, to say the least.
I love it.
But good to see you, sir.
Hey, great to see you, man.
Lots to react to or overreact.
What a crazy Sunday.
I know. Certainly the one in Dallas was off the charts.
Unreal.
I know.
The Patriots-Dolphins game was crazy. Cincinnati Jacksonville,
for other reasons as well.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and hit it.
Let's
a week
it.
Two edition of Overreaction Monday. Go ahead.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
Monday. All right, Christopher, what do you have for me over there?
Honestly, let's start in Cincinnati, Rich.
Yes.
Crazy game there. Crazy finish. Bengals pull it out. They're 2-0 for the first time in a while. But the news Monday morning, Joe Burrow's going to be out 3 months at least.
Mm-hmm.
Surgery on the turf toe, torn ligaments there. The Bengals should call the Falcons for Kirk Cousins.
I don't think so. I think Jake Browning is one of the best backup quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Yeah, he tried to give it away, though. Three picks.
No, I understand that. The guy, didn't think
he was going to play, obviously.
There, and he took care of business. And I got to tell you, if you had told me going into this game that Ja'Marr Chase would wind up in this contest with 14 catches for 165 yards and a receiving touchdown, I would have said, well, he and Burrow are on the same page.
Yep.
Certainly, if you told me that the Bengals are now 2-0 for the first time since 2018, and those two wins are double the number of wins they had in weeks 1 and 2 combined over the first 6 years of Zach Taylor's tenure.
Oof.
If you had told me all that, I'd be like, this is great. Burrow and Chase.
It's great.
There they are, peanut butter and jelly.
Bengals, what, a leading AFC North leaders?
Peaches and cream. And
keep going.
Brother, Jake Browning.
Hall and Oates.
We heard about Jake Browning from our guy, Jordan Palmer.
Yes.
And I'm going to call him our guy, even though he's on a bunch of other shows. But Jordan Palmer came on when Burrow went down a couple of years ago and said, everything's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, Jake Browning isn't a guy that the Bengals want to have starting 3 months. I understand that Joe Burrow is Joe Burr, and a lot of people were looking at him having an MVP season this year, yada, yada, yada. That's not going to be the case. 100% Jake Browning can handle the business for 3 months, and there's no reason for them to panic and go and grab Kirk Cousins for, again, Atlanta isn't going to just go, oh, yeah, let's go for a sixth, you know, conditional up to a fourth. That ain't going to be it, man. I would be surprised if it is that light in terms of what the Falcons would be asking.
Overpay. Back. Take on the money. I mean, you have a chance here to win this division, get a home playoff game. You're 2-0, and you have all the weapons. You paid all these guys. Trey Hendrickson was everywhere on Sunday. I just think you just go for it.
I think Jake Browning is better than a third of the starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Interesting.
I think Jake Browning knows this offense. I think Jake Browning knows these receivers. They have worked together. They have won together. I would at least give Jake Browning a little bit of a run here. Because, again, the trade deadline's not for another few weeks. You know, you're going to Minnesota. We saw how Minnesota struggled all four quarters this time with J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, Minnesota's really only played one good quarter.
On Sunday night. Cincinnati then goes to Denver. Home for Detroit at Green Bay, and then you've got Pittsburgh on a Thursday night.
Okay.
So, I mean, those are very it ain't easy.
Yeah.
But any schedule in the AFC North or the NFC North this year is not easy because they play each other, and they play their own divisions, which are arguably the best divisions in football. So your schedule is not going to be simple. If Jake Browning just decides to, you know, just regress and poops the bed, then maybe it's something you consider. And it's something that I think Cousins would be, get me away from wearing my helmet and looking miserable the entire night, entire game. And I get to throw to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. What they need to do maybe is, you know, one of the best memes that I saw or posts that I saw is what, 100 million obese people in America and the Bengals can't find five to protect Joe Burrow.
I saw that. That's pretty funny.
I mean, so put it all together, and I think the Bengals have to figure out what to do on the offensive line if right. there's anything for them to figure out in the short term. It's unfortunate. I like Jake Browning a lot.
Okay.
Right now, this is an overreaction, right. And let's move on.
Probably the game of the day on Sunday in Dallas, Giants, Cowboys.
Yes.
Unbelievable game.
Yes, indeed, sir.
The Cowboys are the second best team in the NFC East.
That's an overreaction as well. They were almost 0-2, brother. I don't know what the Giants were doing playing soft coverage at the end of the fourth quarter. What were they afraid of being beaten deep? So Brandon Aubrey would get a chip shot, which is for him a 50-yarder. Like you got a
64 looked kind of chippy
as well. Let me tell you something, man.
That thing was good for
out of everything to nitpick in that game. And this is a nitpick because Russ looked superb and you got to give it up to him.
I will later on.
Okay, good. On the flagship show or on this podcast?
On this podcast.
Okay, very good. So then I'll leave that aside.
Okay.
For the Giants knowing that Brandon Aubrey can boot one from 70, because he is the king of 60-yard field goals that announcers go, that would have been good from 70.
It's effortless what
right.
he does.
Okay. Yeah. So you can't be just saying, hey, you know, take your 10, 15 yards underneath to get to midfield. You can't do that against him. You've got to put stop changing your freaking defense up when the game is on the line. Why do coaches do that? It drives me insane. Go ahead. If you're going to get beat deep, get beat deep. But at least you're putting the pressure on Dak Prescott in a manner that you can do it with just four guys. And then what? Then you're just going to say, here's the middle of the field. Go and give Brandon Aubrey a shot from the star. That one drove me absolutely nuts. The Cowboys are beatable by the Commanders, and the Cowboys showed that they're beatable by the Giants as well. They were, again, almost 0-2. And by the way, for the first time in a very long time, here's a stat that I saw that I will throw out to you right here, that the Dallas Cowboys have not been 0-2 for now 14 straight seasons, which
wow.
is the second longest such streak. The Packers have gone 19 seasons without being
0-2. No way. Great stats.
Dak Prescott is 5-0 in week two following a week one loss in his career. And the only person since 2010 who's better in that regard is Aaron Rodgers, who's 6-0, which is why I guess the Packers have gone 19 years now without being 0-2. So the Cowboys were almost there and should have been there. The Giants had them in the same way the Cowboys had the Eagles the week
right.
before. So
I look at the Cowboys compared to the Commanders, right? And I think that we saw the Commanders age last week. Sure, they were playing on a short week on the road, but Dak has looked better than Jaden Daniels through 2 weeks. And maybe one of the biggest surprises in NFL this year is Javonte Williams.
Yes,
he has been awesome in that Cowboy backfield. And you got Austin Ekeler now out for the season, and you got Bill Kroski and a lot of unknowns.
Bill Kroski
on the Commanders backfield. I kind of like the Cowboys better right now.
I like Bill Kroski. Bill Kroski.
Bill Kroski.
Nice to meet you. Here's a good one from stat for Javonte Williams. And yes, you're correct. They are better than we think. It's a long marathon. I still think
sure.
the Washington Commanders are a better team.
Okay.
And the Giants, you know, coming into the season, were a higher registered team. Like, I don't sleep on this team.
Mm-hmm.
And they almost pulled it off. Okay. And Russ looked terrific. Javonte Williams is the first Dallas running back with three or more rushing touchdowns in the first two games of a season since Marion Barber III in 2009.
Okay.
So he's done something that the Cowboys have not seen from the running back position in well over a decade now and a half. So I'll give it up to them. I'll still call this an
okay.
overreaction. The Commanders, again, give pause because they did not... look great in week one and then certainly didn't look good in week two. Looking at the other results of the other teams that they played, okay? One, the Giants threw the ball deep all over the place. The Cowboys have a secondary problem. Mm-hmm. Trevon Diggs does not look like Trevon Diggs, okay? I don't know if he's all the way back healthy, even though he's healthy enough to play, apparently. So that's number one. They didn't give up the deep ball to the Giants, who deep balled their way almost to the win column in Dallas, number one. Number two, the Detroit Lions smoked the Chicago Bears, giving you an idea of just how good the Packers may be.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give that benefit of the doubt now to the Washington Commanders.
Okay.
And move on and call this an overreaction.
Okay, well, you just mentioned how the Lions did the Bears. Let's talk about the Bears.
Yes, sir.
Bears might have a quarterback issue, Rich. If the Bears start 0-4 or whatever record you want to think about,
you're really going to go with what our call screamer, Adam Chudwin, said after the week one loss. Are you going to say Tyson Bagent?
They should think about Bryce Young and Caleb Williams.
Sitting him.
Let's take a little pause. Let's take a little break because something's off. We need to hit the reset button. You need to pull the cartridge out of the Nintendo and blow on it for a little bit and plug it back in.
Look at you.
Like something is missing here. We know the talent's there. Obviously, number one pick, Heisman Trophy winner. He has plays where you're like, wow, no one else in the league can do that. But it's just not really clicking so far through 20 games.
One of the things I love about having Kurt Warner on Wednesdays every single week is not just because he's a great human and a friend and a Hall of Fame quarterback who knows what he's talking about, but he also breaks it down in such a simple way. He came on last week and he said, I just don't know if that overthrow of DJ Moore is completely on Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I think DJ Moore ran the wrong route. And sure enough, we found out that DJ Moore did not run the route that he was supposed to.
Okay.
And Caleb saw in the middle that he was breaking long and it's not easy to adjust on the fly. And he airmailed DJ Moore. So I'm going to be hesitant to put it all on Caleb Williams. Okay. It all can't be on this kid. And Rome Odunze looks terrific. He and Odunze have a connection.
Like they're wide receiver one.
With everyone else, though, he has zero connection. That's an issue. And that means Odunze's option one. When option one's working, it's great. when he's off of option one, it's not looking so good. And that's apparently the processing that he and Ben Johnson are working through together. So if they start 0-4,
or whatever. And
then, I understand that if they bench Caleb Williams and say, here's Tyson Bagent and look how good he is, can they eventually come back around and redeem him? And the only way if you recall, Bryce Young got a chance at redemption is because somebody hit Andy Dalton and his family in a car. Thank God, not seriously in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know when they would reinsert Caleb Williams because I'm assuming Bagent would run the offense better.
I don't know. I was just saying, pick a number out of the hat. But if they're 0-4, 1-5, or whatever, like they're not going to make the playoffs. So why not hit the reset button on this kid?
But that's the question: is the reset button means you'd put him back in? When would you do something like that? How would you do something like that?
And Thanksgiving, let him finish out the year, and then you know get a full on off season and go on to 2026.
That's a tough one. The second half has been terrible. Twice now. In Chicago's next games, let's see if they're home for Dallas. Okay, thank you, sir. It's on the screen. At Vegas, there's a bye.
There you go.
At Washington, home for New Orleans. There you go. What do you mean? And a bye at 0-4, you come out of the bye and you put Tyson Bagent in Washington?
Yeah.
No. I just don't think you're going to put Bagent. It's funny. Everybody looks at the New Orleans week as the week to maybe make a change. That's what everybody was pegging for week five for the Giants with Jackson Dart.
They've been a tough out the last couple weeks.
I'll just call this.
I'm just looking at this schedule and I'm like, where are the wins?
I'll just call this not an overreaction.
Okay.
Ooh. I'll agree with you here.
Whoa.
Because Bryce Young has been, you know, at least last year, it hasn't looked good already for the first 2 weeks for Carolina this year. But I think Caleb is more talented than Bryce Young.
I do too.
Okay. So I just don't think so. You know what? I'm gonna pull this one back. I have my finger on the chest piece.
You were just
I'm gonna call this an
around.
Overreaction.
Okay.
Give Ben Johnson's got a long-term contract. This kid is gonna have at least 3 more years. They're gonna pick up a fifth-year option. It's not gonna be a total disaster in Chicago because he does have that much talent. You just gotta give it a year. Give it as much time as possible. And deal with the slings and arrows and all the questions and everything else. And it'll turn around. So I'll just say this is an overreaction. You got to give him and Ben Johnson enough time. And 4 games ain't it.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Is 2 games enough that you've seen enough of Joe Flacco? Because the Browns should start doing Gabriel this week. That was not good on Sunday.
Home against Green Bay? No way.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Race the runners! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. Start converting your B2B audience today. Spend $250 on your first campaign and get a free $250 credit for the next one. Get started today at linkedin.com/campaign. Terms and conditions apply.
No way. No way. And then at Detroit, home for Minnesota? No way.
But now you're looking at 0-5. And then what?
And then what? Then you start looking at next year. That's what you do.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
First week of October, and you're thinking about next year.
Yeah. You're the king of, like, tank for this guy, tank for that guy.
I am. That's going to be a great quarterback class coming out next season.
Great.
So
assure yourself of having it. How about that? And Dylan Gabriel will have more than enough time in the back end of a year to figure
it out. Kid looked okay in some mop-up duty yesterday and a nice touchdown pass.
I know. Quinshon Judkins had a nice game as well.
He is a player. There's a reason why they took him.
I know.
Where they did.
The problem is the defense gave way in the second half, man. And they got it done.
And Derrick Henry had,
by the way,
non-existent.
I mean, only 2 carries for Lamar Jackson. I have a stat on that regard. It's the lowest. It's just 2 carries. Fewest in a start for Jackson in 3 years. Derrick Henry, it's the fewest rush yards he's had as a Raven. The Ravens had the fewest rush yards in a game in 4 years. Only the second win in franchise history with 45 or fewer rush yards. So the Browns rush defense got it done. But Lamar is just freaking Lamar Jackson. As
His evolution as a passer is so impressive.
How about this one? 11th career game with 4 or more touchdown passes or no interceptions. That's the most by a quarterback before turning 30. And Mahomes is now in second place in that regard.
Ooh.
And Mahomes has 1 more game as a 30-year-old, as less than 30 years old. So, listen, Dylan Gabriel's not the answer. And at some point, they're going to figure out some time for him. But it's not yet. We're not ready yet.
Okay.
On another overreaction. What else you got? I'm going to agree with one soon. I know.
I think you are at some point.
Okay.
Maybe this one.
All right.
Because what's going on in Indy, I think, is pretty special.
Okay.
Jonathan Taylor is the best running back in the NFL. Colts are a playoff team.
I don't think that's an argument right now for me. You're not hearing any argument from me right now.
Man, he is a workhorse.
And you know who's helping unlock it?
Danny Dimes.
At this point, sir, Danny Dimes is playing so well. We have to upgrade him to Danny Dollars or Danny Diamonds.
Danny Diamonds. I'm down for Danny Diamonds.
Danny Diamonds.
I'm down for Danny Diamonds. Right now. That is, let's make that a thing.
Danny Diamonds,
we need to make
bro.
Danny Diamonds a thing.
I'll keep trying. You know, I keep trying to name nicknames
picked
up.
I know.
And you frequently don't agree with them.
You know, it wasn't great, your previous efforts. But I think
Matt Ryan.
We had a decade run with that one. I think Danny Diamonds could be a winner.
Bro, they are a playoff team. And as a matter of fact, by the end of tonight, if the Bucs take care of business in Houston, they have a 2-game lead on supposedly the best other team in the division. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville, though, has acquitted itself pretty well, going 1-1 in the first couple games in that regard. Jonathan Taylor, 10th career game with 100 or more rushing yards. That's the most in Colts franchise history. And over 200 scrimmage yards now in five games behind Edgerrin James for the most in history
Hall
for the
fame.
Team. He's a Hall of Famer.
Edgerrin James.
He has five. Edgerrin James has six. And he broke the second place tie with Lenny Moore and Marshall Faulk, both in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Heard of all of them.
Yeah. And how about this one for Danny Dimes? Fourth player in Colts history with a 100 or better passer rating in each of the first two games of the season. The other three are named Captain Comeback, Jim Harbaugh, in his Captain Comeback year.
Hey.
Okay. And he's in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
And the others are named Johnny Unitas and Peyton Manning.
Hey now.
Danny Dimes. Under pressure. Makes Danny Dimes.
Makes Danny Dimes.
And Pierce is catching balls, and Pittman's catching balls, and our guy Tyler Warren is catching
absolute
footballs.
Absolute monster.
Tyler Warren.
Absolute monster.
Has the
kid.
Most receiving yards in his first two career games in the Super Bowl era for the Colts organization. He just beat T.Y. Hilton's record.
Whoa.
So, yeah, man. Now, listen, they just had two games at home.
Sure.
But they took care of business in both.
And they beat, you know, everyone's Super Bowl darling, Denver.
Now they're going to Tennessee. And they come out here to the Rams before having two more at home against Vegas and Arizona. They're off to a 2-0 start for the first time since 2009. And is there any question they made the right move telling Anthony Richardson, you're sitting and here's Daniel Jones?
No, through 2 weeks, no, absolutely.
And Jonathan Taylor, best running back in the NFL, and the Colts are a playoff team, is not an overreaction. I have bought one.
All right.
What else you have?
Well, I think our streak ends at one.
Okay.
Week one was
so sad to hear that.
Yeah, I know. Look, it wasn't good last night for your guy. And week one, unfortunately, Rich, Fugazi McCarthy, the Vikings made a big mistake blowing up a 14-win team
stop
for
it,
JJ.
Stop it.
He's had one good quarter out of eight.
Understood. And he looks lost.
Yeah.
And I will just, you know, and you could sit here and say I'm making excuses for one of my favorite Michigan Wolverines of all time.
Okay, and I'm a big fan too. Really,
sounds
really like
good.
That kid.
I understand. But short week, Monday Night Football games, teams who play on the road usually struggle the next week.
Yeah.
Habitually. It's not like, again, Chicago to Minnesota was a long flight, but I understand. He also on Thursday was in the hospital watching film on his phone because his fiance was giving birth to their first child. Okay. Rome, by the way, Micah. I don't know why that's the kid's middle name, McCarthy.
Love it.
And so, I will just say also their center went down on Sunday night. When your center goes down,
not great
ever.
Yeah, not great
ever. And he's down at one point. He was down to his third left tackle. The offensive line is a mess in Minnesota right now.
And they did a lot to improve that.
The Bears essentially rushed four on the kid all night in that Monday night game.
Yep.
And Atlanta, man, let's give it up. Let's give it up to the Atlanta Falcons. We may soon learn that the Atlanta Falcons finally
have a defensive line.
Have a pass rush.
Yeah.
Okay. They went and hit the heck out of that defensive line and pass rush in the draft in Green Bay. And sure enough, voila, they had a 53.3 quarterback pressure percentage in that Sunday night game. It's their best pressure percentage in, wait for it, 7 years. Six sacks in week two. It was tied for the most of the game for the first time in 7 years. That game against Arizona, they had seven sacks and that best quarterback pressure rate. And only 179 sacks since that game. Only team in the NFL since that date to have fewer than 200 sacks. They might have found something here. Okay. And let's not forget Baker Mayfield was having a long day on that first week one Sunday until
They maybe could have won that.
Until a kid that, you know, J.J. McCarthy helped prevent beating Michigan, caught two touchdown passes against the Buccaneers in Ibuka. So I will just say, ride it out. They got the right coach. They have the right system. Jordan Addison's out, too. Let's see what it looks like middle of the season.
At what point does Justin Jefferson start looking around and getting pretty frustrated?
Brother, I got to tell you this. Also, I love the guy. But again, Kurt Warner last week says that pick six on the Monday night game in Chicago, I kind of think Justin Jefferson didn't run the right route. And Justin Jefferson, the next day, he also said on our show, I don't know if we're ever going to find out if Justin Jefferson is going to say that.
Right.
To his credit, Justin Jefferson said, I broke the route off too early. So we look and we say, that guy doesn't know what he's doing. And then we find out, oh, it's a team game. Let's just all breathe.
Okay.
They are 1-1. They're not 0-2. And we'll see what does happen. Now, they have one home game against Cincinnati and then two on the road to become the first team in the history of the International Series to play back-to-back games in separate countries. Ooh. No one's ever done that. No one's ever gone to Ireland, put their stuff on a plane and say, move it to a makeshift spot in London. And they are taking on the Steelers and the Browns in those games back-to-back before they have a week off. And they're going to need it because they have Philadelphia coming into their house after that. Which, if you think Atlanta's going to make a tough day for you, you got another thing coming. So I'm not going to sit here and say they made a mistake blowing anything up. Jordan Addison's not there, and the offensive line isn't healthy.
Okay.
Onward. Overreaction. What else you got?
Let's talk about a team that is 0-2 and just drop one to the Philadelphia Eagles. Something's not right with the Chiefs on offense, and I don't even think Patrick Mahomes can take this Chiefs offense to the playoffs. He needs help ASAP.
Well, he needs Xavier Worthy back healthy, and then he also needs to get Rashee Rice back after 6 weeks.
You know, is it going to be too late, though?
I don't think so. I mean, it'll be too late maybe to win the division. The Monday night winner in Vegas is 2-0 and has the outright lead through 2 weeks and has a two-game lead over the Chiefs. And if it's the Chargers, 2.5-game lead over the Chiefs. So it might be too late after 6 weeks for winning the division. That said, the Chiefs have a Sunday night game against the Giants and then have a home date against the Ravens. So if, let's just say they're 1-3. Then they're at Jacksonville with a home date against Detroit. That will be a big game potentially to go back to 500 before they visit Vegas and then have a Monday night home date from Washington. Again, that home schedule in Kansas City is brutal. Absolutely brutal. Because, again, the West plays the North. Actually, the West plays the AFC North.
And the South,
let me get this right. No, they play the AFC South right here. Yeah. Just trying to peg it all out as to which they play. It ain't easy.
I just look at their offense.
It is not easy.
They scored 21 and 17 in the first two games.
They play the East.
And you look at some of the teams that they're playing against, and there are some high-powered offenses there. I just don't think they're – what happened to the fun Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes offense? Watching this team play offense is just like,
well, again, they had
– Mahomes can't be your leading rusher.
They had the most drives last year of 10 or more plays.
Yeah.
The days of take the top of the defense off are over. They wanted it to return this year. Xavier Worthy getting knocked out by Travis Kelce running his route at the wrong depth after three snaps hurt. And I'm going to say this a little bit more on the flagship show is the bounces have not gone their way. The breaks have not gone their way. Sometimes it's of their own making where Chris Jones takes the wrong path to the quarterback on 3rd and 14. They lose the game. Don't give it back to Mahomes, who could have won the Brazil game if he had it in his hands. If Chris Jones kept Justin Herbert in the pocket, right? They might have gotten the ball back. And then Mahomes said, hey, if I put the ball in Kelce's body, he scores a touchdown, and we're on top of the Eagles. Instead, it's further out. Ball pops off of Kelce's hands. Could have grabbed it anyway, sure. And the Eagles are right there on the spot. So some of the breaks that helped them go 15-2 last year are now some of the breaks that might wind up for the Eagles to wind up going 15-2. We will see. I'm not sounding the alarm on the Chiefs just yet, but he needs help. The help is thankfully for them there if they come back, if Worthy can play healthy and Rashee Rice stays out of trouble again. So the help's on the way.
Mahomes is on a pace for 1,000 yards rushing. That's not a good sign.
That's not what you want. No.
Not a good sign.
It would be great if Pacheco could be a 100-yard-a-game guy.
Yeah.
And certainly it would be helpful if they can get 150 out of Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. But sometimes they just go away from it. I'm not sounding the panic alarm just yet.
It's strange. I want to make the Chiefs fun again. That's what I'm thinking about.
Sure.
You know who is fun? It wasn't fun in week one. Really fun on Sunday. Russell Wilson. He's going to be the Giants starting quarterback the entire season.
Now you're there. Oh, God. What a great one, Chris.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
The Jack Welch Management Institute at Strayer University helps you go from I know the way to I've arrived with our top 10 ranked online MBA. Gain skills you can learn today and apply tomorrow. Get ready to go from make it happen to made it happen and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu/Jack Welch MBA to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by Chev and has many campuses, including at 2121 15th Street North in Arlington, Virginia.
That's that already right there. That is the overreaction Monday subject topic bar as the clubhouse leader of your best for the 2025 season.
Thank you.
Because it's just like, when's Jackson Dart going to start? They got to start Jackson Dart. You even said to TJ on What's More Likely on Friday, what are the odds? Do you really think Russell Wilson's going to play a good game in Dallas? And now,
I was after stunned.
And then, hey, man, after a 450-yard effort.
Is that the most of his career?
30 of 41 for 450 yards. It's his second career game with 450 more passing yards. So it is not.
Okay.
And he was just, I mean, let me tell you something. He may throw the best deep ball of anybody I've ever seen.
The moonshot.
Well, it's not just a moonshot. He is just the king of, like, when he hit Wandale Robinson, it looked like the one that Kearse caught.
To beat the Patriots?
Yeah. The one that Kearse caught in Seattle as a walk-off win in the playoffs. I mean, he is just unbelievable. Yeah. I texted the group.
I know. He makes it look so good.
I texted the group when he's marching down the field to try and put the Giants up with time to spare in the game. I said, there's going to be a Hail Mary attempt coming because he's the king of the Hail Mary. And then, boom, he hit Robinson.
Amazing.
And, dude.
That was fun.
He was seven for deep passers. Okay, this is the stat of deep passes. It's 20 more yards. He's now thrown 66 deep pass touchdowns since 2018. That's the most in the NFL per next game stats. 10 better than any other player. 7 of 11 for 264 yards and 3 touchdowns and 1 interception.
Well, the interception was so bad
on the passing.
Yeah, in overtime.
I mean, he was just.
Well, he was just kind of. He thought.
Bro,
Neighbors was running a post there. I don't know.
I'm also going to give him a little bit of a break here. He was on. He was on snap. What 90 of his day?
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
But this is what I want the Chiefs to look like.
But to sit here and say this is going to be so consistent, and the Giants are going to win so many games that Jackson Dart is going to be sitting, that you're going to basically say, so if Russ can do it, why can't Jackson Dart throw deep? Nobody throws deep like Russ. Actually, I'll say this: he and Aaron Rodgers throw some of the greatest deep passes I've ever seen. And Russ saying I've still got it like that. Good for him, man. Because nobody outside of his house was confident that it was going to happen. And I bet that even includes the Giants coaching staff, who deep down were thinking,
probably.
What's our package for Jackson Dart? They'll never say it publicly. And I might be wrong to assume it, but that's an overreaction.
Oh.
I would love for it to be nothing more. And then there's a Jackson Dart full seasons being seasoned and they turn him into Jordan Love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so rare to have a rookie not play. I think Jordan Love and JJ McCarthy are the only rookie quarterbacks to be taken in a first round in the last 10 years
and
to not play
and
start a game their entire rookie season. Because Mahomes wet his beak in the final regular season game of his rookie season.
Yeah, against Denver.
Call this an overreaction.
Look, that's fun to see. And that's Sunday night, this coming week in week three. It's Chiefs-Giants, and that gives that game a little bit more juice. And that's kind of what I was talking about in my previous overreaction. Can the Chiefs offense keep up with that Giants offense we saw yesterday? And I don't know if they can.
Well, I just, again, the Chiefs have a much better. I mean, there's nobody like, you know, McDuffie, Trent McDuffie sitting in that secondary for
Dallas.
For Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, Dallas also just signed Jadeveon Clowney, hoping he can get some pass rush. You think Chris Jones and Karlaftis and crew might be able to get some pressure
in a way that
the Commanders did in week one?
Gives that game a little more juice. That's all.
The Chiefs are just a better team than the Cowboys. I know they have a better record.
I agree.
Come on now, Matt.
All right, two more.
Yes.
Let's finish up. Let's talk some quarterbacks. Mac Jones is an ex-Sam Darnold. He's going to be a starting quarterback in 2026.
Dude. He may save you from the guillotine, right? And the guillotine leg.
I need some help
tonight.
Vinny
Pasquantino guillotine.
If anyone wants to help me, limit Nico Collins tonight, contact me, please.
I mean, the Bucs defense may help you on that front.
Mac Jones looked good, man. Three tutties, almost 300 yards, and the Niners go to 2-0.
This is why people want to go to the Shanahan system and say, I will be a backup quarterback there because I might have a chance to play, and plus I'm going to get some much needed coaching up. And talk about a reset button. He certainly got to hit a reset button right there as he becomes the first quarterback besides Brock Purdy to start and win a game for the 49ers since Purdy became the 49ers starting quarterback. He did something that even Darnold couldn't do. Joshua Dobbs nor Brandon Allen were able to do. It's the first time they got a win when Purdy couldn't make his start. And, you know, he looked good. 26 of 39 for 279 passing yards. The three touchdown passes tied a Jones career high. And he did what you need to have your backup quarterback do, which is go in and win a game you're supposed to win on the road. And now the Niners are 2-0 coming home after two road wins, including a division win. So they're set up nicely. And I can't push back on this. I can't sit here and say if somebody needs a new starting quarterback in 2026 that they won't say, look at what Darnold did. Let's take Mac Jones.
If you're saying, Jake Browning is a better starter than a third of the league, why can't Mac Jones be a QB1 next year?
I'm not going to sit here and deny this. Okay. I'll buy it. You got one more?
I got one more.
Finish this up?
Let's finish up. And I want to talk about probably the best team in the NFL, even though they played last Thursday. I want to talk about the Packers. I want to talk about their quarterback, Jordan Love. He's going to finish no lower than second in MVP voting this season.
I can't argue with this.
It's his time.
I can't argue with it. How can I argue with it? How can I sit here and say, absolutely, you're out of your mind? I can't. I mean, and plus the defense he has is going to put him back on the field and a lot. He's going to give him some short fields. He's going to give him some leads, play from in front. You know, the run game is there to support him. The offensive line stays healthy. He can stand upright. He hasn't been nicked up in the first 2 weeks like he has in previous seasons.
Good point.
I mean, he's set up right now.
And if you think MVP comes from a 13 or 14 win team as it does traditionally.
He's off to a nice start.
Certainly the Packers look like a 14 or 13 win team.
Packers look like the best team in football through 2 weeks. But you don't hang a banner for that sort of stuff, I understand.
You do not.
But how can I sit here and say, no, come on, man. I mean, Jaden Daniels is going to come from in front. If Jaden Daniels, just as a for example, or Jared Goff, who finished top five last year.
Goff was unbelievable yesterday as well.
If it becomes apples to apples, it's like, well, who beat whom? Hmm. So, you know, he's even got a tiebreak.
MVP tiebreakers?
But, you know, the usual suspects are already out there
in Lamar and
Josh Allen. And I think that's why you put two here. And you're like, well, that means he would take one of those two and knock them down a peg.
You see what I'm doing.
I understand what you're doing. But I can't sit here and say that's an impossibility. Come on now. That would be denying the ceiling for this guy isn't as high as it could be. And I won't do it. Can't do it. And the Packers have eviscerated two opponents, eviscerated them. And the Lions going ahead and doing what they did to the Bears shows, okay, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
They had a chip on their shoulder to tell Ben Johnson, oh, we hear this narrative that we miss you so badly.
Here's a
50 burger for you to chow down in front of everybody. So I understand. But the fact that they were able to do it shows maybe the Packers are just that good. And it could wind up being a week one thing. But at Cleveland is next for them. And then they're at Dallas. And you just know.
That's getting cranked up.
They are just going to be raring to go. Then they're home for Cincinnati, so they're going to have Cincinnati's backup. And I know we started this by saying I believe in Jake Browning enough, but to go into Lambeau and win that game. Then they're at Arizona. Then they have that big one against Rodgers in Pittsburgh. And you know they're going to want to serve something up to him, too. And we're all going to make that about Rodgers and what's on his shoulder.
Right.
But don't forget, there's a reverse. Home for Carolina, and then here's the big one. The Week 10 Monday Nighter on our friends on the Disney family of networks.
And we could possibly, look, I don't want to, like, jinx it or anything.
All undefeated?
Undefeated in that game.
Brother, I know a bunch of executives who are part of the Rich Eisen Show team these days. And they, who are, as Stuart Scott would say, big ups as they hit their knees at night for that to be an undefeated contest. But you look at that schedule, there's not only winnable games, but enough for him to rack up stats. Certainly when it could be like, well, who's his number one receiver? He's doing that without a number one receiver.
And Jaden Reed's going to be out maybe 2 months now.
It's all set up for Jaden, for Jordan Love to do what you're saying. Oh, and by the way, Jordan Love is scheduled to be our first guest on Tuesday's flagship show.
Hey, now, how about that?
I'm not saying that just because he said yes to coming on our program, but that helps.
It sure does.
Good to see you, Christopher.
Good to see you, Rich. We're back.
Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday on Tuesday's program as well. No Contest Wrestling going to be making its way to you from Wrestlepalooza coming up. We're just expanding horizons here.
We're everywhere. Well, let's go.
Disney Plus and the ESPN app and ESPN Radio everywhere, every single day from 12 to 3 Eastern for the Rich Eisen Show. For Chris, I'm Rich. Peace out.